From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Leanne Hansen.
And I'm John Idsty. On 40 acres of farmland in northwestern New Jersey, archaeologists are working to protect an important Native American site. In the fields near the Appalachian Trail, researchers have found pottery, trading beads, tools, spear and arrowheads, and an ancient flint quarry. They say the site was occupied by a series of tribes for the last 10,000 years, right up until European contact. There's just one problem. Local leaders want to build a large sports complex on the land for the area's growing number of children. The legal and political fight has divided the small township and prompted the state of New Jersey to step in. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Archaeological consultant Rick Patterson tramps enthusiastically through the forest land that hugs the Appalachian Trail here in New Jersey's Vernon Valley near the New York border. The energetic, white-bearded 54-year-old wears a floppy green army hat and blue jeans. His hat is clipped with a pin from the 25th Infantry, the division he served with in Vietnam from 1967 to 69. Up a steep slope dotted with black walnut, white oak, and maple trees, he points to an 8-foot-wide stretch of forest covered by an outcropping of rock. This east-facing mini-cave, he says, was used for several thousand years as a rock shelter.
Within here was found the grave of a and skeleton of a Native American male, late woodland period, with associated artifacts.
The high rock walls above the shelter run thick with veins of chert, or Indian flint. It's a strong black rock with the feel of hard cut glass. Patterson says this whole wooded area, known as the Ring Quarry, was a kind of prehistoric mining complex where Native tribes in the Northeast would come to chip, process, and fashion tools, spear, and arrow points.
That's the raw material of the great North American Stone Age. We can prove this quarry was in operation for at least 6,000 years, 4,000 BC.
The physical evidence is unmistakable. Chunks of flint of all sizes are strewn down the hillside. Round rocks the size of footballs with clearly chipped and battered ends are all over the forest floor. They are, Patterson says, prehistoric quarry hammers used to mine and shape the flint. In his palm, Patterson holds a box of arrow and spearheads he's found in the area, many made out of the same black flint visible in the rocks above him.
This Kittatinny dart point is almost 6,000 years old. Then comes Lamoka at about 2,000 or so B.C., their stone points, manufacturing their tools, knives, drills, scrapers, everything out of stone from the Ring Quarry.
In the nearby fields along Black Creek, archaeologists have found Dutch trade beads, which date to the 17th century, the period of contact with Dutch settlers, as well as some 500 arrowheads, spear, and dart points. In addition, they found a rich array of pottery and more than 500 other artifacts, including stone hammers, knives, scrapers, and grinding tools. But it's on these very 40 acres that township officials want to put a state-of-the-art sports complex. In her office, township manager Meredith Robson points out the numerous fields and the architectural drawings for the sprawling sports center.
A couple of football fields, four baseball fields, roller hockey courts, basketball courts, tennis courts, four soccer, lacrosse fields, a couple of practice fields here and there, playground facilities, picnic facilities, those sorts of things.
Oh, and concession stands and bathrooms, Robson adds as an afterthought. She says in this town of 25,000, there are some 5,000 children who regularly play sports, and they've simply run out of playroom. The school fields, she says, just aren't enough, and she adds there's scarce developable land available. Mayor John Logan, who supports building the ball fields, declared it a fight for New Jersey's children. The competing visions of the Black Creek site has led to a protracted legal battle, political spats, and tension in this small rural village. Town Manager Robson.
It has polarized the community. We have so many good things that we're trying to do and move forward, the park being one of them, and instead of being a positive that everybody can be a part of, it's, you know, become a polarizing force. I think it's been awful for the community.
Robson complains that before the township bought the land, preservationists were less than forthcoming about the importance of the site. Township leaders don't necessarily dispute the site's significance, but they do dispute its size. Even some who agree with the need for more ball fields are tired of the year-long legal squabble and the township's determination to build its fields of dreams at Black Creek. William Rickey is a farmer and local fire warden. His family has lived in the Vernon Valley for 200 years.
I believe we've already wasted the money that it would have taken to build those ball fields. We've already wasted it in litigation, and that's a shame. We could have worked on a cooperative manner on the lands in question and move forward on what we need. We have to realize that sometimes things are out of our control and go with what works.
Recently, just 1 hour before the town council approved a $1.3 million contract to start construction of ball fields, the state of New Jersey stepped in. The state gave 17 acres of the site emergency historic status. The state's environmental commissioner, Bradley Campbell, said this is one of the very few sites that recognize the presence and historic significance of New Jersey's original indigenous people. The township, however, is likely to appeal the state's ruling. The legal fight is not over, says Dr. Kara Bloom, who, along with half a dozen other archaeologists, have examined Black Creek.
I think that the site is still threatened. I am confident that the science will show that the site is significant. We've shown that over and over and over again. Whether the site can be protected from people who don't value the past or from people who don't follow the regulations, that's another matter.
Those are wild turkeys. The flock of wild turkey looks like about 15. This is spring mating season.
Wild turkeys sprint across the disputed fields along Black Creek. Archaeologist Patterson mixes bravado and defiance as he reflects on the ongoing debate over the site.
I told the mayor from the very beginning that not one inch, not one foot of this site would be destroyed for ball fields, and I've kept my word.
Patterson is standing near where he found a small, highly polished black oval Lenape Indian effigy stone with carvings of two eyes, nostrils, and a mouth.
The depiction of the Lenape god Missing, their great spirit. This was an exceptionally rare surface find because I did not disturb a gravesite. It speaks far beyond a couple of hours in an afternoon playing sports. It speaks of cultural heritage, of human traditions and human values.
New Jersey Lenape tribal chief Mark Gould tells NPR that such effigy stones are almost always buried with a shaman or spiritual leader. Lenape chief says the effigy stone will be reburied on the site once it's permanently protected. The nonprofit Archaeological Conservancy is offered to buy the land and do just that. But so far, the town has not expressed any interest in the Conservancy's offer. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Vernon Township, New Jersey.